Lesson 11. Desire not the undeserving. In Samaria, there lived a man called Naboth. Ahab was the king of the Samaria at that time. Naboth had a wine garden near the palace of the king. The king wanted to make that garden his own. But Naboth was not ready to give his parental property to the king. When the queen Jezebel knew about this, she accused Naboth for blasphemy. Naboth was stoned and put to death. The king now owned Naboth's property. The cry of Naboth reached God. The just God sent his prophet Elijah to the king. God spoke to Ahab through the prophet Elijah. "You have murdered Naboth and took over his possession." The Lord says, "In the place where gods lick up the blood of Naboth, gods will also lick up your blood too." That was the punishment King Ahab got for his greed. God who does justice. In the Old Testament, in such events, we see God who is intent on doing justice. Yahweh is the protector and provider for all those who are denied justice and are exploited. God, who is just, desired that Israel, his beloved children, should also be just. But God saw that the men who were given birth out of the fullness of his love becoming unjust due to their selfishness. It is the desire that everything should be mine that led man to greed, poverty and wars. God created the universe for all. When people forgot this and become selfish, rich and poor came into being on the earth. The poor who were denied of their rights became more and more poor. In order to protect the rights of the poor and the exploited, God gave the commandment, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or male or female, slave or ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor." Greed. The 10th commandment, "Do not covet another's property," forbids any act of greed, the root cause leading to cheating, stealing and robbery. The desire to earn money is not wrong in itself, but it is wrong to covet unjustly what belongs to another, what is not our own. A greedy man will not be satisfied with the money he has. Those who are greedy for wealth will not be satisfied with wealth. Greed is an excessive desire to amass wealth. Along with this desire for power, comforts which the wealth brings also may come. Such desires are forbidden according to the 10th commandment. Earning of wealth. It is God Himself who has given man the ability to earn wealth. Each man has the right to earn wealth through rightful means and to make one's own life secure for today and tomorrow. The right and duty to earn wealth for one's life through work or employment is God-given. But it is a serious evil to earn wealth by unjust means and needlessly. The universe is created for the whole of humanity, and it is sinful when a person seeks and cares for only his own security and pleasure. Covetousness or greed. Covetousness or greed is the desire to want things, namely money, power or position, beyond one's needs and abilities. It will lead men to many problems in life. Do not hinder the rights of others. Each man has the right to enjoy the natural resources created for all by the loving God. He can own wealth in a just manner to satisfy his needs and to make his life secure. No one can violate such rights. Virtues that help to conquer greed. Spirit of poverty. the real spirit of poverty consists in evangelic poverty. It is the mode of life with trust in God's providence, not finding one's satisfaction in the abundance of material goods. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Those who have this spirit of poverty use their God-given gifts for the glory of God and for the good of their fellow beings. Thrift. God is the true owner of wealth. Human beings are only the stewards of wealth. This connection leads a person to thrift. Thrift is the mode of action of a person who spends only the money that is necessary for his life and gives the rest of his wealth for the welfare of others. The number of persons who spend their wealth wantonly is increasing. God does not desire such a practice. The rich should have the realization that their wealth is God's gift. Generosity. Generosity is a virtue that enables us to help the poor and to contribute to the eradication of poverty by realizing that we are responsible for the poverty in this world. The basis of generosity is the goodwill to sacrifice one's own comfort and help others in their needs. Only those who have the goodwill to share can be generous. Satisfaction. It is the attitude of being satisfied with what God has given. It is a state of mind where one finds joy in what God has given him necessary for his life and not regretting what he has not. The thought that the most important thing in our life is seeking the kingdom of God and his justice will help us to develop his attitude. Protection of nature. Man is not the owner of nature, but only a steward. No one should possess natural resources for selfish purposes. Natural resources are for all. Man has to learn to nourish nature and not to exploit it unjustly. Only those who have made the nourishment and protection of nature a part of their lifestyle can use water, air, trees, etc. only in the measure they need and without wastage. The importance of the 10th commandment, "Do not covet another's property," is very relevant today. Nowadays, the rich rather than the poor are intent on getting the rights and wealth of another. This commandment reminds us to put an end to the coveting the property of other people. Let us come to the realization that all are equal and wealth is the gift of God for all. Let us pray. O God, who blesses us by giving what is necessary for us, help us to lead a life of satisfaction. Let us read and narrate from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. Word of God for our guidance. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 3. Let us do. Learn by heart the following basic sins and virtues that are their opposites. The seven capital sins and the virtues opposed to them. Pride, humility. Greed, generosity. Lust, modesty. Anger, patience. Gluttony, self-control. Jealousy, charity. Laziness, enthusiasm. My resolution. I will help the poor students in my parish as far as I can.